Your unconscious mind is powerful. It's the other 90% of your mind. And yet, you're not even taught about it at school. What if you could access the other 90%? It would be like driving the highway in sixth gear instead of first gear. That's what you're doing when you only know the tools of the conscious mind, the 10%. You're going through life in first gear. Are you ready to ramp up and go through life in sixth gear, learn the powerful tools of your unconscious mind, healing trauma, clearing anxiety in minutes rather than weeks, months, and years? Join our next Meet Your Unconscious Mind workshop so that you can start to learn the power that you already hold within and the tools to access it. Look for the link to register in the show notes. Imagine getting up every day full of energy as if you were in your 20s again. What would that be like? What would that be worth to you? What is your health worth to you? Think about it. Your health isn't everything, but without it, everything else is nothing. And yet too many of us are taking it for granted until something goes wrong. No one wakes up hoping to be diagnosed with a disease or chronic illness. And yet we've never been taught how to be proactive in our health through our school system or public health. As a registered health coach and integrative health practitioner, I believe it is time this information is made available to everyone. Combining new knowledge around your health and the ability to do my functional medicine lab tests in the comfort of your own home will allow you to optimize your health for today and all your tomorrows. Don't wait for your wake-up call. Welcome back to another episode of the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast. I am here with Kelly Tullickson, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Happy to be here, Melissa.
I'm excited to do this show with you. This is a special Podapalooza podcast, and to introduce you to the audience, Kelly is a board certified hypnotist by the National Guild of Hypnotists. And she is, as well as NGH Long Island, New York chapter president, and holds a doctorate degree in metaphysical hypnosis. She also works with parts therapy and heart math, shadow coaching, generational trauma. Kelly is the author of 3 published books, several published articles, is a public speaker, and co-producer of an upcoming short film about generational trauma. And so I'm excited to have this show because our work is very aligned. I'm also a trainer of hypnosis and work with NLP, parts integration, timeline therapy as well. Let's just go back. How did you get into this line of work? And let's talk about how you work with people and help them.
The reason I got into this line of work was because I was having a hard time healing. And I was so focused on physical healing, not realizing that the mind was actually the one that was causing my physical discomfort until I was actually reading some articles, because I love to read and I was really getting into physical health because I was so focused on the physical, thinking it must be my diet. It must be that I'm not drinking enough water. And I couldn't understand why I was going through so much discomfort. Until I was reading an article that started talking about that connection between the mind and body. And that was like, whoa, what are you talking about? So now I'm really digging. And then I ended up learning so much about the mind-body connection. So in understanding now that I had to learn more about the mind and not so much about the body as much as I need to learn about all of it, I started studying things about the mind, which led to the different levels of consciousness, the different parts of the mind, which ultimately led me to wanting to learn how to access that subconscious mind where we actually hold so much information and so much trauma if we've experienced it and so much emotions that we're not really processing. So after I took hypnosis under the National Guild, I asked one of my colleagues, I said, now I need you to hypnotize me because I seem to feel like I've done my healing work with my dad. I don't understand why I'm still stuck, why I still feel trapped. And so what happened was it came up, it wasn't my father at this point. It was my mom, who I thought was my hero. And yes, she is. So, as children, we don't realize that we choose the better parent to be the good parent. And, we kind of see the other one as the one that caused the trauma, not realizing that there was another parent that allowed it. And we don't realize that that's still in our subconscious mind. So I did my healing around that, and that completely changed my life. From there on, I said, wow, I need to do inner child work. So I said I had to specialize in that. And what was interesting, I had already read like every inner child healing book before I even took hypnosis because I was trying to heal. And, you can read all the books you want. You don't realize that you're still not getting to the subconscious mind. You really have to get into what you're holding there. And the hypnosis helped me realize that there was a part of me that was angry at my mom. And I never would have thought in a million years that that was in my subconscious mind. But once she walked me through the healing process, everything shifted. And I got well and physically well. I was no longer in discomfort. And it was just
Beautiful.
so amazing. So now that's why I decided to specialize in this. And that led to me learning parts therapy. I got so into hypnosis and writing books and public speaking. And I'm also the president of the Long Island chapter. So I run meetings for other hypnotists. But I am so loving this work that I want everybody to understand that hypnosis does not mean we have control over you. It does not mean that you're going to give up your darkest secrets. It's simply you going inward and telling us how you're feeling. You don't tell us anything you don't want to tell us. And I think people need to understand that all we're doing is trying to help you get past that barrier, which is our analytical line, our critical factor. We need to get people to relax that conscious part of the mind because that's where the ego is. And the ego is your protector, and it's actually protecting wounds you actually need to process.
Yes.
So, because it's protecting those wounds, which is great because it got you through your childhood. So, I don't want you to be like, wow, why did this happen? It happened for you. It was
Yes.
happening. It was actually your savior. But now that you're an adult and you want to thrive and no longer just survive, and you want to get back into your true sense of self and no longer live by the expectations of others, you have to go into those wounds, but from a higher place of awareness. So when I take them on a journey, which I call it the journey, I not only relax their body using hypnosis techniques, I also expand their consciousness into the highest level of awareness, their highest level of intuition, which means I'm guiding them out of their body because the subconscious mind runs through the whole body. That's where the
Yes.
emotions are in your body. That's where your survival energy, it's in your body. I want you out of that energy so you don't come off in fear or anger or worry about what's coming up. You're going to come from your spirit. Your spirit is only seeing you in the highest level of light. And when you can see yourself that way and observe what you had to experience in the physical body, you come in with more compassion and more self-love. But not only that, I have you also channel while you're in your spirit body. I want you to channel the people that you were holding responsible for your pain so you can understand their pain and how they projected it. So you can let go of that resentment and you can stop holding them responsible because when you do that, you can heal. So once I do that and they start channeling these people, usually mother, father, a bully at school, a sibling, a neighbor, whoever it is, that basically made you feel ashamed, unworthy, the resentment you're holding on to, the anger you're holding on to, I want you to tap into their life. I want you to view their life from your highest level of awareness. And when they do that, they start telling me, oh, the life they had, oh, it was so hard, they didn't feel loved. They become their own psychic medium. And we can all do that in that spirit essence. So that's why I take them there. And I got to tell you, that's where the magic is because now there's no more resentment, there's no more anger, there's deep compassion for that person. So
Yes.
I think before we can enter that feeling of self-love, we have to understand the people that made us believe we weren't lovable. And I know that sounds crazy to some people because they want to stay angry, but I'm telling you, once you tap into that person's deepest level of their soul and really understand where they were coming from, you'll have more compassion. I'm not saying in the physical world, go have dinner with them or go hang out with them. You don't even have to talk to them anymore. This is about you resolving it in your consciousness that they were going through their own stuff. Otherwise, you still give them control over you. And as long as they
Exactly.
have control over you, you cannot have control over yourself, if that makes sense.
Yes, it makes complete sense to me because it's all aligned with the work that
Yes, I'm sure.
So incredibly powerful, right? And it's that aspect of there is a forgiveness piece here that is absolutely required in order for us to be able to move forward. And it's not necessarily forgiving the act. It's
Yes.
forgiving the situation because you have greater understanding, awareness, and empathy around it from seeing the other perspective.
Yes.
And you mentioned a couple of things there. You know, people can read all the books in the world and then they're not actually healing. It's because we need to have both the academic learning and the experiential learning, right? So we
Yes.
can learn it and start to understand this at a theoretical point of view.
Yes.
We also have to experience it in order to get the change. Otherwise,
Yes.
we don't have the change, right? So we call
I
it shelf development. You read the book, you put the book on the shelf, it was a great book, and then you wonder why nothing changes because there was no
Exactly. I talk about
experience to go with it.
the book. Exactly. 100%. It's so nice to meet somebody that gets it, because a lot of people say, oh, just go read that book, or just listen to this, or just download this and it'll change all your trauma. See, the thing is, we have protector parts, right? You know,
We
parts
do.
therapy. We have these really strong protector parts, and they're very important parts of us. They have really helped us get through life. But
Yes.
the thing is, they continue to keep us in that survival mode, because they don't realize that the event is over. They
Right.
think you're still there. They're still protecting you from something that happened a long time ago. So the idea is to get into those protector parts and remind them that you're safe now. It's over, okay? Because once you do that, you wouldn't believe the energy that gets released from your body, that anger, that resentment, that fear, that shame, that feeling of unworthiness gets released from your body. And it's so incredible. And you know, back to just reading books and all of that, it's interesting. You do learn a lot, but I tell people, well, you're trying to get everything healed from an intellectual mind, when there's another part of you that's actually not intellectual. It's not logical. It's a child that's in trauma that didn't have intellect or logic. It had survival
Yes.
energy. That's it. So you have parts of you in conflict, and those parts have to be healed and integrated.
Yes.
And then you can feel whole again. And that's the work
Exactly.
I do. And it sounds like you do too.
And when
So,
you feel whole again, you can tap into all the resources. I jokingly say this is where 1 + 1 doesn't equal 2, it equals 3 or more,
yes.
because each part has access to some of the resources. However,
Yes.
until they come together, they don't have access to all the resources. And so when we're stuck in the parts, we can't begin to see the solution because we only have some of the resources.
Yes.
And so, yes, this work is so incredibly powerful. And back to your story that you were addressing your physical pain, which is where everybody starts. And we're not taught again in society that we have these other bodies. I jokingly call myself the friendly toxin slayer because I help people detox their physical body and then their emotional body, their mental body, their spiritual
Yes,
body. And
layers.
by the time the symptoms show up in the physical body, they've moved through the first three, which is why your work is so important because we're helping people clear those other three. And the medical industry doesn't do that. They only look at the physical body. And that's what you were looking at. And you didn't know why you weren't healing until you read that book. And then you started to learn more about it and step into the experiences of healing your emotional body. And chronic pain is literally caused by unresolved negative emotion.
100%. I actually wrote my dissertation on that. So I was so into understanding it that I must have read all the books in order to write my dissertation, and just one book after the other. And we talked about the placebo effect and the nocebo effect. I said, this is just incredible, you know. And I was suffering for years with sinus infections, and I didn't realize that they came on as soon as I started to get anxious feelings. But I didn't know I was having anxious feelings, you know, because they're so deep within the body, you know, that you're so familiar with a dysregulated nervous system, you don't even realize it's dysregulated, right? So when you try to regulate it through meditation, your body automatically wants to get dysregulated again, because it's familiar with that adrenaline rush and the cortisol. It's so familiar with it that it keeps wanting to get pulled back to that. So it is kind of a struggle, because you're trying to release something that doesn't want to release because it doesn't know you're safe yet. You know, so there's a lot involved. And as far as forgiveness goes, I tell my clients, I said, listen, what they did, yes, I understand it is unforgivable what they did. But let's look at it this way. Can you forgive mother, father, bully, whatever? Can you forgive them for not seeing their own value, for not loving themselves? Because by that happening, they can't show up in the world as their true self. So they're showing up in survival mode and projecting onto their pain. Can you forgive them for not loving themselves? And they'll say, I can do that. Can you forgive them for not seeing their own value? I can do that. And it basically helps them release off of them, because really what's happening is everybody wants to know why that person treated them the way they did. Because what's really going on in the self? What's wrong with me for them to do that?
Right.
What did they, what's wrong with me that they saw that I'm not seeing for them to reject me? So now we're always looking within ourselves and saying, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? They weren't kind to me. Instead of realizing from a deep level of compassion and love that, no, you have to understand they were projecting onto their pain.
Yes.
It's not you they were looking at.
Yeah.
It was them trying to rid their body of their anxiety, pain, and fear, and worry, and feelings of unworthiness. And you were just in the way. You were the target because you were there. That's the only reason. If you weren't there with somebody else, it would have been the same thing. It's not you. But also just remember that what's happening with them is they're not loving themselves. They're actually projecting onto you their own self-judgment. But we
Absolutely.
have to have compassion. We have to understand. And like I say, it doesn't mean you have to be their friend. It doesn't mean you have to go have dinner with them. You don't have to have anything to do with them on the physical realm, but release their energy from your body where you
Yes.
believe that something's wrong with you because they treated you in a way where you felt rejected and unloved.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I want to come back to you mentioned the placebo and the nocebo effect again, another synchronicity between us is I literally just did a whole podcast episode on that.
Okay.
It's episode 209. So if people want to learn more,
Oh, fabulous.
they can go back and listen to episode 209. Because yeah, the placebo and the nocebo effect is incredibly powerful. And I was really focusing on the nocebo effect. People are being told by doctors, by others, how long they have to live, or that they can't heal, or that they will get breast cancer because their mother or their sister had it, and cancel, cancel, cancel to all of that.
Yes.
You don't have to take on all those stories. You actually have the power in your own mind to create your own story and make different choices.
Well, you do hear it a lot, I'm sure. Don't you hear it every day? Oh, my mother had breast cancer, so I have to be
Yes.
careful. Oh, my father was an
Yes.
alcoholic, so we hear it all the time. And I
We
said, well,
do.
now you just created that. Now you created it for yourself. They didn't create it, you
Exactly.
created that. But I don't know. I think we're
That's the
just
power of our
conditioned.
mind. It is. It's programming. It's
It's
societal
programming.
programming
Yes.
and the power of our mind coming together. Our mind is so
Yes.
powerful that we will create what we focus on,
And
which
I think that's the bottom line, right, Melissa? We got to get out of the programming.
we got to
We
get
have
out
to
of the
realize
program.
it's a program. And we
Yes.
have to realize we can get out of the program and we can reprogram ourselves back to our true selves, back to our divine self, back to who we want to be and how we want to show up in this world. But we
Exactly.
have to be willing to do the work because deprogramming takes a little bit of work.
Yeah, not a lot though, really, with the
No,
tools
not
we have
really.
and working with the unconscious mind, which is so powerful
Yes.
compared to trying
Oh.
to do conscious coaching, it's not a lot of work. However, we have to be open to doing the work and to know that it's
Yes.
possible. And a lot of people don't even know that it's possible. So,
Or they're afraid. They think they're going to re-experience pain, or they think they're going to go through trauma again. And a good coach, a good hypnotist will never let them go through that trauma again. They'll do it from a place of loving compassion and hold that space where they don't re-experience trauma.
exactly.
That's
We
really
don't need
important.
to.
No.
Yeah, in our work, it's you get the learnings because everything's happening for us always to learn something, and
Yes.
then the unconscious mind can release whatever stuffed down emotion it's holding on to. And
And
so,
once you learn from it, that's the power.
yes,
That
exactly.
empowers you so much because it raises your consciousness. Every time you learn something, you have raised consciousness. You learn it and apply it, you have raised consciousness.
And then share it with others because
Exactly.
the
It's a
world
domino
needs to
effect.
know this. The
Yes.
world truly needs to know this.
I
Talking
agree.
about our trauma over and over again, and every modality works and every modality has its purpose. And talk therapy is great for bringing awareness to someone around the situation.
Yes.
Talking about the trauma over and over again, though, deepens the neurology of it. And it's, you know, no wonder people leave therapy feeling like they've been hit by a bus. They're feeling worse because they just had to relive it while they were talking about it.
Well, it's the same thing when somebody comes to me and they tell me they're seeing a therapist for 10 years. And I just look at them and say, well, how's that working out for you? Because now it's like you and the therapist have a codependency. You
Yes.
know, it's like you just keep regurgitating the same pain over and over again because not the therapist's fault, but they're only talking to your conscious level.
Yes.
Your pain is deeper than the conscious level and they can't get to it. And you're not getting to it because you blocked it. So you're just spitting everything out from this conscious level of anger and resentment instead of feeling where the anger's coming from, feeling where the resentment's coming from, because the feelings are in the body and they're not getting to the body. They're only getting to your conscious mind. So it could end up in a very tough cycle until you get deeper into it. And I know you, as a hypnotherapist in me, know that, but it's hard to convince other people because unfortunately, hypnosis has such a bad connotation to it. But I think people are trying, or just, you know, I talk about it a lot in my YouTube channel. I try to explain hypnosis because so many people think that they're going to re-experience trauma, or we're going to control their mind, or they're going to give up their deep, darkest secrets, or they're going to say something they don't want to say, you know, and we got to bust all those myths, and people mean
Exactly.
this is therapeutic. This is really getting into the mind, body, soul connection and
Yes.
helping you integrate all those parts of you that I call fragmented, that are
Yes.
like split offs of your consciousness, and help them heal and reintegrate. And believe me, you'll feel lighter, you'll feel whole, you'll feel balanced, and you will come back to you.
Exactly. Exactly. And yes, you're right. A lot of people have preconceived ideas about hypnosis, and particularly from Hollywood movies or from stage shows. And hypnotherapy is very different to that. And whenever I know I do, I'm sure you do, when we work with our clients, we go through explaining all of that. When I run trainings for other people, I explain the difference, what it is, what it isn't, and how you are always in control because your unconscious mind is in charge of keeping you safe, and it
That's
will
right.
always keep you safe.
That's right.
And that we are the guide. And your unconscious mind is the coach,
That's
and it
right.
will only allow you to do what it feels safe to do.
Yes. And I tell them, when I bring you into your spirit self's going to guide you. I
Yes.
promise you, you're going to be guided with so much love. And
Yes.
if they believe in spirit guides and angels, I say, call them in. You
Yes.
got a whole team working with you, you know, but it's all about honoring those emotions, as a part of you that's worth looking at, a part of you that's lovable, a part of you that you want to just love so much, even if that part of you feels unworthy, love that part of you anyway,
Yes.
because that emotion was just trying to show you that you weren't loving yourself. And I want you to show this part of you, no, you are lovable.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Everybody is. Just think of that. You know, every baby is born as the pure essence of itself, and we're still that person under all the layers. And we just need to
Yes. That's
release.
why when I work with clients in the spirit realm, I have them channel the person they're blaming. I
Yes,
said, look at
exactly.
their childhood and tell me what you're feeling. They'll be like, oh, it's so dark. As I said, so how do you feel now about, you know, do you see why they can't show up for you the way you wanted them to? They're trapped. And then the compassion comes in and the resentment starts to fade. And that makes my client feel lighter.
Yes, 100%. Well,
Yeah.
I love this conversation, Kelly, and I know that you help hundreds and hundreds of people. I love to ask every single one of my guests, what does don't wait for your wake-up call mean to you?
Don't wait till you hit bottom. Your healing is here now. It really is. And it's inside of you. You don't have to look outside of yourself. It's inside of you. And some of the ways to get to that is through meditation with this with a guide, or through hypnosis with somebody guiding you through it. Because when you try to do it yourself, you do hit those walls. So if you've tried everything, I promise you, hypnosis can really change your life because it's going to get past the barrier, you know, and that's the problem. That's why you're not healing, is because you have barriers up that you put up in childhood. So don't wait until you hit the bottom and you say, I'll do anything. I'll even go for hypnosis now, which most of my clients say, you were my last choice. I didn't want to do this, but I had no choice. I hit bottom. You don't have to hit bottom. Do it now. Get yourself to that place of self-love because you're worth it. You're worth living the happiness you deserve. We're all miracles of life. We have to live that way.
Absolutely. I love that. So if somebody wants to work with you, what's the best way for them to get hold of you?
They can email me at Kelly, Kelly, at heartwisdom.info.
Heart wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
I love
Because
that.
I'm heart math trained, so
Yes.
it's heartwisdom.info.
Beautiful. Thank you, Kelly.
It was
I
a
really
pleasure, Melissa.
love
Thank
this
you.
conversation. And is there any last word of wisdom that you would like to leave with the
Yeah,
audience?
you know, speaking of parts therapy, when people say, I have anxiety, I don't want you to say, I have. Don't own it. I want you to say, a part of me is having an experience of anxiety. That's
Beautiful.
it. A part of you is having the experience. And that part of you just needs for you to send love and to understand that it's having an experience. But it's not something you own, it's just an experience. It will change the way your anxiety is experienced in your body when you start saying, I don't have anxiety. It's just a part of me having an experience. I'm sending that part of me love.
Yeah, very, very valuable advice in this day and world. We don't need to own it. We don't
Yes.
want to focus on it. Remember, we get more of what we focus on. So
Create it when we
own
focus.
what we don't want.
Right, exactly.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Kelly, for being here. This has been an amazing conversation. And thank you to my audience for tuning in each and every week and for being here and learning how you can take control of your health, whether it be physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. Have a great week.
Thank you for investing this time with me on the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast. I'm so glad you joined in. If you can take 2 minutes to share this episode with someone you think can benefit and have a positive impact on their life, that would be wonderful. Please leave a review by going to your favorite podcast listening app and let me know what you enjoy or would like to hear more of. It will support me in my effort to bring the possibility of natural healing to a wider audience and help disrupt the sick care system we have today and make human health a global priority. Health is your true wealth.